Hi there, and welcome to podcast number 7 in the Professional Online Presences for Students series of podcasts looking at promotion. The big question here that we're looking at is how do you promote all the different parts that make up your professional online presence? I'm Thomas Lancaster from Birmingham City University as part of this series bringing you this self-promotion podcast. Well, let's think about the downside that if you don't promote yourself, then people will not always know about you. If you've used the linking type strategies I've mentioned in the earlier podcast, you've got a good chance of being findable in Google and people know about you. But if you want to keep yourself in the mind of employers and to make sure that what you're doing is always up to date, then you need to be looking at self-promotion. And this is an alien concept to a lot of people. They think, why should I make the effort? I'm not really big on self-promotion. I'm not into marketing myself. But it will make a difference as to where you go in your later life, what kind of career you get into, and how you're even positioned within that, because you'll find getting involved with company social media, company blogs, company websites can be very valuable, even if it's not your direct role as well to go with that. So the first thing to mention is that you do need to post updates, and you need to make sure you use all the different social media parts of professional online presence with this. And they need to be kept up to date. So if you get a new job, you've got to go and update everything. If you move from your second year of your course to your third year, you need to go and update the list of modules you're studying. You need to update your CVs. But you need to do different updates as you go through. And you can post the same update, of course, on every site. If it's a news story type update, you can go everywhere. And I find Twitter, which is a microblogging service, particularly useful for fast updates, because you're limited to a very short number of characters. You can only post essentially one sentence. So if you've just seen something interesting happen, then you can post one sentence on it and be done. And it just keeps you being there fresh. I also like to use the retweet option on Twitter. So I follow quite a lot of people in my field, and I retweet things which are of interest. So in my case, if I see something interesting about education, I might retweet it, which means that it goes out to all the people who follow me. If I see a news story, then I might retweet that. I may also augment that with some short comments on my own. I also do short replies to other people on Twitter as well. But these are all things I do fairly naturally. One advantage of Twitter is that it's something you can do on your phone when you're waiting in a queue. You don't have to set aside time. You don't have to say, I'm going to spend 5 minutes tweeting every morning at 8 a.m. That doesn't matter. It just can be a as and when type thing. As well as the updates, you need to make sure that everything you do is kept correct with new contacts. And you'll find you're getting new contacts all the time, particularly in Facebook and LinkedIn. When you meet people, when you go to a meeting, then maybe you want to add those people. You go to a training workshop, add those people. When you go to a course, when you've graduated, and you'll find you do still get sent on courses, a lot of jobs, you can't avoid them, then they can be useful contacts for you. So keep following up when you meet people. If you think they'll be valuable, add them. They'll remember you. It's better than giving a business card, which most of the time end up in the bin. This can continue to be your online business card. And you may want to think about a schedule for when you're updating, particularly things like a blog, because it just helps you to think, okay, I'm going to do that the weekend between my other tasks. I'm going to do that on a Saturday afternoon. But it doesn't matter too much, but you just don't want to ignore things for too long. I'm going to now tell you about a really great strategy of promotion a lot of people don't use, and it's cross-promotion. It's all about reuse. And one of the biggest secrets about marketing yourself and presenting yourself with social media is that the things you do can be reused in lots of different ways, and you can cross-promote. And I'm going to start off with an example. Let's say you're going to create a video, and just a really simple video. What different ways can you use to enhance your professional online presence with that video? Well, the first thing is a really obvious one. You put it on YouTube, and in the description field you put a link back to your website or your blog so people can go and find out more about you there. You put some good text, but you've got an interesting video that people might find. But what else can you do? You can announce your video has been released. You can go on Twitter and you can put a tweet and say, check out my new video, here's the link. a link to the YouTube video, you'll then send people to YouTube who might then go on to your blog. But there's more. You could also post on Facebook. You could say, here's my new YouTube video. You could give a bit more information about it on Facebook if you want. People might even like it on Facebook, which gives you a bit of proof that what you've done is important. But you can do a bit more. You can go on LinkedIn. You can send people to the YouTube video. And all these other social media sites. I don't need to go and list all of them. Google Plus or even advanced places you can embed videos. But that's not it. Your video can now also become a post on your blog. And all you need to do, you just get the embed code from within YouTube. You add a little bit of information about it. Maybe you add an introductory paragraph. Maybe at the end you put a line saying, what do you think about this subject? Leave your comments below. And you've got a blog post. But you can now do all those other promotion things I mentioned about the video about your blog. You can put a tweet about your new blog post. You can post on Facebook about your new blog post. You can post on LinkedIn about your new blog post. And of course, I'm sure you can think of all other ways of spiraling this together. Now, the good thing is there is software which helps you to do all this. So there are social media managing software out there, so it will post the same information to both Facebook, Twitter, and other social media at the same time. It may not handle everything, but help you with the promotion. But I do recommend the video because it's fast to create and it can become a blog post as well. You need to avoid overkill a bit, so you can't overdo this, but if you can post one update to all these social properties at once, then that's really valuable. And I will tell you a few other things I do with my videos. If I do a video and I create it from a PowerPoint set of slides, then the PowerPoint slides also go on things like my SlideShare account, which is an entirely different account, entirely used particularly for posting slides and things like that. But that can be quite valuable as well. And there's all kinds of other ways to reuse just the set of raw slides too. So there are advanced techniques you can use even beyond these cross-promotion techniques. And the sites I've given you so far throughout these series of podcast training are far from definitive. There are new sites being set all the time, and it will never hurt you to go when you hear a new site being set up and to grab the username and to set the profile up. And it will only take you a few minutes if you've done everything properly. If you've got your prepared text, prepared photos, and you know what the username is you can use on all these sites, put these together. By all means, then go on Twitter and say, I've just joined this new site. Why don't you come and join me? And you may find that some of these sites then become important. For example, there is a site called Pinterest where people can put a series of pictures up, or they can essentially embed a series of pictures up on a particular topic. They call it a pinboard. And when that first started, I didn't think it would be particularly big, but that's grown to be quite a big site because people find all these graphics and images very visual, and they will set up all these boards on topics. So somebody might set up a board just about cats, which probably won't be that useful for your unemployment unless you're going into taxidermy, but there are other alternatives out there. So one that set up a pin board, join those other sites. So just keep an eye open about what is out there, and there are social media news sites if you are interested in finding out what's going on. But just follow your friends, see what they're doing, and try and get ahead of the curve if you can. You can also engage in discussions on all these different sites, and this is really valuable as well. You can comment directly on social media. You can join discussions, you can post a forum, you can go away a few days, go back, see what the comments are, add another reply to it as well. Don't just be a lurker and just read all the stuff, because by posting, even if you only post occasionally, then that's very valuable, because you'll have a profile page in those forums as well. It may be, if it's a LinkedIn group, okay, it'll be a forum within that, but if it's a separate forum related to your trade, then you can make contacts on there. You'll probably find the forum allows you to have a signature. That means you go into your profile and you set up some text that's displayed at the bottom of every post. That's great, because you can then put a link back to your main site. Tell people more about you from there. There are all kinds of other things you can do. You can comment on people's YouTube videos. You can even post a video response to what they've done as well, or a video response to somebody's blogs. There are all these cross-promotional ways. Maybe you want to take their video and embed it in one of your blog posts and then tweet about it, you've then got value from the work that somebody else has done. You can add your own commentary, but that is perfectly legal and ethical because YouTube allows you to embed other people's videos. And you're getting a lot of benefit from promoting not only what you've done, but of other people's work. And if you start to embed videos of people who are very powerful within the field and area you want to go into, then think about the value of their name recognition and your name recognition being treated together. It is really important. Do keep your skills up to date. This is a really basic guide about marketing yourself using social media. There are people who do whole podcast series and training series based solely around what they call social media marketing. It's also a value in the workplace as well. So I do recommend you explore this further, but think about how many different ways you can use your own content, your web presence, your blog, how you can get your updates into multiple sites as well, and the different ways of reuse, particularly in my opinion with video because it's important, but all the other types of social sites that are out there. Promotion is going to be what makes a difference to how you're perceived, how you get your name associated, the kind of contacts and connections you make when you are looking to use your professional online presence for both your first major piece of employment and beyond. I do appreciate you joining me for this 7th podcast in the Professional Online Presences for Students series. My name is Thomas Lancaster. The final podcast, podcast number 8, is going to look at some more advanced techniques which you can use to demonstrate your expertise. I hope you're going to pick up a few final and extra ideas, but do go ahead and do start promoting yourself using all the different sites. You'll find it a great value for your career and the work that you're doing.